It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello Charlotte, how are you?
Hi Toby, I'm good thank you, how are you?
Not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have opportunities for blind or partially sighted people to help with accessibility of video games and a survey looking at low vision clinics. But we're going to start with that accessibility of video games.
Yes, Toby, yes, it's an exciting one. So at the RNIB, we are looking at how accessible video games are for people with different types and levels of sight loss, whether that's mild, moderate or severe sight loss. The consortium led by the RNIB is supported by researchers who have experience in media and gaming from both i2 Media Research at Goldsmiths, University of London, and the University of Edinburgh's Murray House School of Education and Sport.
So what is the survey all about then?
Yes, so through our survey, we are aiming to understand people's experiences, needs and preferences in relation to playing games and how enjoyable existing games are to play for people with a vision impairment and how this compares to their sighted gamers. We're looking for three different types of people to take part in our survey. This includes gamers with sight loss, non-gamers or ex-gamers with sight loss, and sighted gamers can take part in the survey too. We expect most people will take between 20 and 25 minutes to complete the survey, and the questions you'll get will be tailored to you based on your answers to previous questions. We invite all gamers to complete the survey. It doesn't matter how you play, whether it's through a console, desktop, laptop, smartphone or tablet, or whether you play strategy games, adventure games, or if you're a puzzle game fan. We want to hear from you all. You will also have a chance to be entered into a prize draw for a £50 Amazon gift voucher.
After the survey, Charlotte, will there be further ways for people to get involved in the research?
Yes, of course. So once we have the survey results, we will be organising focus groups on specific topics and running informal interviews with our original working group of gamers who all have sight loss. If you are interested in completing our survey on accessible gaming or participating in the focus groups or interviews, you can find the information and the links to sign up on our Connect Voices webpage. This is www.rnib.org.uk and then search for Connect Voices Opportunities. Both the survey link and the link to sign up to a focus group or interview will be found on this page. If you have any further questions about the survey or accessible gaming in general, then do contact the team at gaming@rnib.org.uk.
Now we have a survey around what is commonly known as low vision clinics.
Yes, so we want to know, have you ever had an appointment at a specialist clinic or a low vision clinic about your sight loss? Well, if you have, then RNIB want to hear about it. When being diagnosed with a sight condition, you may have been referred to a specialist clinic which is normally located in an hospital or possibly within the community. At this clinic, they usually give you products such as magnifiers, as well as advice and information about other services which are available to support you. Unfortunately, these services are patchy and not everyone receives the same standard of support across the UK. We want to improve them so that people can access the support that they need at the time they need it. We want to hear your experiences of this service, which is also known as the low vision services, to help us understand what these standards should be. We have a few questions that we would like to ask you about, which we will do in a one-to-one conversation during November. We will arrange the appointment with you once you have registered your interest. If you are interested in giving us your thoughts, then please do call the Low Vision team on 0207 381 2241. I'll say that again, that's 0207 381 2241. Alternatively, you can email the team at icare.professionals@rnib.org.uk. with the subject heading, Improving Low Vision Services. And also just a little disclaimer to say that by emailing the team, you are consenting to being contacted again regarding this project, as there may be more opportunities to get involved.
Charlotte, if people would like to find out more about the opportunities we have just chatted about or other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Of course, Toby, so there's two main places they can go to. The first one is our Connect Voices webpage, which has the opportunities that we've just talked about and a couple of other ones as well. You can find that by going on RNIB's website, www.rnib.org.uk, and search for Connect Voices. We also have a Facebook group with over 700 members now from across the UK. So if you are blind and partially sighted and over the age of 18, then please do consider joining our Facebook group. Search Facebook for RNIB Connect Voices and we'll let you in.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.